I actually have submitted the report from the PERC, so he actually mapped out the septics with the lateral lines
just
as well.
For my own.
That's a general rule for.
Yeah.
And that's conventional. It's
yes.
not high performance.
Right.
Could
so,
do we have an idea of how a ballpark of how many we've ran into in this situation where it's got multiple per acre, per 2 acres?
Under septic, it's not been done in the county before. This will be the first.
This will be the first.
Yeah. But the thing is, like you said, we don't have any control over what happens with that multi-million-dollar six-bedroom that comes in there next. That's the problem.
That's the challenge. Yeah.
But you're going to come in there. They're going to come in here, and they're going to go to Cody and they say, hey, we want to put this house on this lot. There's a one-bedroom on there now, but we want to put a six-bedroom on there. What do we need to do that? Well, we'll probably have to do either an unconventional septic tank system or build on lateral lines or whatever. But we can't go back and say, oh, geez, that was only a 1,000-gallon tank with 100 foot of lateral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean...
But wouldn't that be in your septic, in the permit for your septic tank? What was there? You would go back and look at that.
Yes, we keep we keep that now.
Yes. So that's going to be looked at.
And this is one parcel right now. What's the minimum in Tennant County? Was it 5 acres that you don't have to have a permit to do your septic?
Three.
So to build your own septic, though.
Yeah, to build your own. It's three.
Is it three?
Yeah.
Three.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
So there's probably never been anybody that's even inspected those septics.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. If we approve that and it's not divided up, somebody wants to go add, yeah, they're going to permit, but there's someone coming out and look at their septic.
Because it's more than 3 acres.
It's more than 3 acres.
Yeah. That.
Well, if septic comes on top of the ground, somebody's going to be looking at it.
Yeah.
DNR.
Then who's liable for that?
That man right there.
Yeah.
Or if they sell it to somebody and they put a 5-bedroom or 8-bedroom house on there, and at that point, septic comes above ground. Somebody has to make call the DNR in Springfield, and they'll be here.
Yeah.
They frown on septic on top of the ground.
Well, I wonder what the liability is for a board that approved a mass density increase.
I don't think there would be any liability as long as they're only one-bedroom houses on it, and there's not anything happening.
Okay.
That's my opinion. You know, now, like you said, we would be looking at this totally different if there was a multi-million-dollar 8-bedroom house can be built there.
Yeah.
But we're talking about adding 2 bedrooms.
Right, and the barn is used for storage.
Yes.
Only.
Mm, yes.
No one's staying in it.
No.
But you could stay in it if you wanted to.
No, it sounds like it's a storage building.
I could, but it's rough.
I helped the previous owners buy this house. I'm very familiar with it. Like it used to be used as an apartment, right?
No, the people that I bought the house for is the people that own the Chick-fil-A. They used it basically as a shop, and they had storage basically. I don't know the Hutchins.
So it doesn't have a kitchen.
No, I mean it has a sink. So.
But it's a bathroom.
Yeah, and it's a bathroom. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, I thought that things would be connected, like. That the septic would be connected to the 1-bedroom or the 2 bedrooms or whatever I would ask. So, you know, again, I guess it's up to you guys. If you feel like in the future, if I were to sell the property, someone would come in and try to build an 8-bedroom. I don't know if they can just rough build an 8-bedroom without asking anybody, right?
Well,
like they have to ask somebody.
Again, just to be very clear, it's not even about the 8-bedroom. It could be just a 2-bedroom and have a full blown family move in there. With an underrated septic that no one regulated on a parcel of land that has multiple septics when it was only allowed to have one. That's the problem I run into.
Yeah.
And yes, you can get a permit, but we're looking at a parcel that's 5 acres, so there's no one that's going to show up and inspect your septic to make sure that it's the right size. And so, you know, that's where we have to look at it from.
Okay, so they'll be granted, they could potentially be granted an addition on an already existing.
You guys are really not granting septics. You're granting a density increase on a property that is based off of density because of the septic system.
Correct. Yeah, if it was on a That is the true scenario right there. If this had a county sewer pipe running through there where you just tap in, yeah, build as many of these as you want.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, that's not the case.
That's not the case. That's why I'm here, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right, well, we probably need to close this for discussion. Do you have any more questions for us?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Good time.
All right, I'm going to close this. Is there anybody else here who would like to speak on behalf or against this project or request? All right, I'm going to close this for board discussion.
Cody reads it to us every time, that definition that we're supposed to use in granting variances, and I just struggle here. Did I hear something unique about this property that makes it such that it's creating an undue hardship, or is this just a mere privilege that we're not supposed to grant it for a mere privilege? I get the request. I understand the reasoning, and I don't have any issue with that in general. Other than I don't know that I've heard a strong argument for why we need to be overturning our own county regulations.
Yeah, and we can't okay something just on monetarily.
Well, that is the challenge, because I'm sure that it could be done right and done well.
It could be done differently.
It can be done differently with what's already pre-existing.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where it removes any for sure hardship. And I think that, like Cody said, that's never been done before, change your density like that. And I think that's just setting us up for major issues across the board for a long time. But I think I would agree with you that I think there is some options that he has that he could still do what he wants to do with what's already there.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that's where we have to stay. Because if we open the Pandora's box of density change, we'll be dealing with that for years and years to come. And like Cody said, it's never been done before.
I don't think that it actually... I think that we've said in the past that it necessarily one decision doesn't set a precedent.
Not supposed to.
Not supposed to, but yeah. But it might.
Okay.
Well, I think because of the options, it can be denied tonight and still move forward with this project.
Yeah, he has options.
That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. There are other things he could do. Yeah,
I agree. At this point, I think there's enough options, like you're saying, to proceed with some sort of project.
Yeah, I would love to see this expansion happen. I mean, it's a great location. I love that orchard. I've been there before.
Well, I like that there's only one bedrooms.
Yep.
And that's
I like
why
the size
like
of the couples.
See that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that even from that rental, there's nobody here opposing it. This is a perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
It's all A1 around it. These
yeah.
are that would be a great
Absolutely.
Location for that. I
yeah.
agree.
And a great venue.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful property.
All my neighbors did ask me if I could let their families stay there.
Yeah,
so,
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful property. There's no doubt. Okay. Well, I think with that said, you guys want to move forward with a motion and we'll go from there.
I would move to approve variance 2026-005V.
We have a second?
I will second that.
Which one was that?
Either one.
All right, Rick Caudill seconds it. All in favor say aye. Was it opposed?
Nay.
All right. That looks like that's all we have on our agenda for tonight. There we go. Do we have any old or new business, Cody?
I do not. I will state that I'm meeting with Travis next week, and I hope to discuss some of our past cases with him and kind of give you guys an update when that time comes.
Okay.
Trent, do I need to bring up? We just heard... We just granted a variance for an easement that leaves some ambiguity, whether that's public or private. Do we need to go back and review our ordinances, make a recommendation to the commissioners that we should clarify what that is? Because I know this happens all over the county. We give easements, and we don't meet that 50-foot requirement, whatever that number was now.
Well, I thought about it, but I've thought about all the different easements I've ever witnessed. And I don't know that a lot of it's ever been made that big of an issue. I don't know that, I mean, we could clarify that, if you feel like it's necessary, that we should.
Well, it's all on the one piece of property. It's the only reason I say that it probably does not require
right.
it.
The uniqueness of that situation is based on the fact that it was required by the Corps, but didn't meet our regs. And I think our regs were built around an easement to access property, like, to build on, not a boat dock. So it kind of fell in that area where there wasn't really any clarity.
Like a landlocked piece of property is what you're saying.
And so after talking with Scott, I said, you know, he said, let's give it to the board and have them think through it, you know, because it is a tough one. It's something that he'd never seen also.
Well, and my understanding has always been that all boat docks that could have multiple owners had to have some sort of access.
Which makes sense. Yeah, that's exactly why they want to do that.
That's what she's trying to grant.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as that is.
And it's normally not an issue if it's a single owner, but when you got multiple owners and they can be sold off, there's got to be something that's documented and recorded to give that ownership that access. Just like you would if you subdivided a piece of property.
Well, it's an interesting setup, but congratulations to the family that put that together. It's pretty creative, so I'm sure it'll work out great. Okay. Any motions to move forward for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Anybody second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're closed.
Cody, I saw a stop work order on Beeler the other day. Oops.